Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. Now today's episode, I'm gonna be giving my predictions, and I'm gonna be giving, a little preview of Sunday's Super Bowl matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. Of course, a rematch from the 2020 Super Bowl here in Miami. This time, these two teams will be facing off in Vegas. Before we get into that, as always, I want to talk to you guys about SeatGeek, one of the best ticketing apps out there. We, of course, are a part of Team SeatGeek, and my favorite part of SeatGeek, as I always say, is that each deal is rated on a scale from 0 to 10. So they really do all they can to help you find the best deal possible. If you're currently looking for tickets for a game, a comedy show, a concert, anything like that, make sure to download the SeatGeek app or head to SeatGeek.com. And by using our code ROBCAO, ROBCAO, you'll receive $20 off your first ticket purchase. Once again, head to SeatGeek.com or download the SeatGeek app if you're in the market for tickets. And make sure to use our code ROBCAO, ROBCAO, for $20 off your first ticket purchase. Right, guys. So now to get into this upcoming Super Bowl matchup happening tomorrow, because we are officially in Saturday, around Saturday right now, February 10th. As I said, the Super Bowl will be happening February 11th, Sunday. And we have, as I said to begin the show, we have the San Francisco 49ers taking on the Kansas City Chiefs in Las Vegas at Allegiant Stadium, home of the Las Vegas Raiders. This game will be kicking off at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Some entertainment news besides Taylor Swift, of course. Usher will be the halftime performer at this year's Super Bowl. And within the last couple of days, there's been reports from TMZ that Usher's been trying to lure Justin Bieber to join him for a Super Bowl halftime performance. My prediction on that is that it will not occur, because there are some alleged rumors, within the last couple of years, that Justin doesn't really want to be involved with Usher due to some alleged inappropriate behavior that may have happened earlier in Justin's career, when Usher was kind of grooming him, I guess you could call it. Like I said, this is alleged. I'm not saying any of this is true, but it's kind of, what I've heard within the last year. So that's why I don't believe Justin will actually, appear during the halftime show. But now to get into both of these teams. So I'll start off on the NFC side, because we have the 14-5 San Francisco 49ers. Of course, they've had a hell of a run within the last 4 to 5 years with Kyle Shanahan as their head coach. They've gotten them multiple, Super Bowls now, multiple NFC Championship game victories. And even in years where they haven't made it to the conference championship or the Super Bowl, they're usually always competitive regardless of who's on the team, regardless of who's hurt. I think Kyle Shanahan's pretty much solidified himself, not just now, but a couple years ago, as one of the, rare elite head coaches in the NFL. And he just continues to do a tremendous job year in and year out. With that said, I want to talk now a little bit about the defense of the San Francisco 49ers. Because, yes, don't get me wrong, they're known for, having a arguably, one of the most elite defenses, right, throughout this Shanahan tenure. And obviously, they've gotten, multiple defense coordinator to multiple defense coordinator. The best one, in my opinion, was Robert Saleh, who's now the head coach of the Jets. Then they go to, D'Amico Ryans. Now Steve Wilks is there, and their defense is still great. But I think well, the majority of people kind of are putting the 49ers defense as the better defense in this matchup due to the, I guess, recent history. But realistically speaking, the Kansas City Chiefs have had the better defense in the NFL. They're actually ranked as the second overall defense in the league. And the 49ers, don't get me wrong, they're still a hell of a unit, as they're ranked in the top 10 at number 8. So don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to call out the 49ers defense or anything like that. But I do think that some people are kind of, not focusing on how elite and how great this Chiefs defense has been this year. And yeah, I mean, Steve Spagnuolo, arguably, the best defensive coordinator in the league. He does an incredible job year in and year out, right? But this year specifically, I think this is the best defense that has been around throughout the Patrick Mahomes era in Kansas City. And a lot of that, of course, has to do with arguably the best defensive player in football, and Chiefs superstar defensive tackle number 95 himself, Chris Jones, but also a couple, other guys I wanna really shout out because I believe they've also been key components alongside Chris Jones and transforming this Kansas City Chiefs defense to an elite group. And those two guys are at the cornerback position, Trent McDuffie, the young All-Pro, and L'Jarius Sneed, who could have been an All-Pro this year. They've arguably, sorry about that, they've arguably been the best, corner duel or corner tandem in the NFL this season. And I think that's going to continue on Sunday, because yeah, McDuffie and Sneed are not just, an amazing pair of cornerbacks that could cover and, could stick with receivers and don't usually get burnt. But something that actually helps them is the coaching of Steve Spagnuolo, because these corners in McDuffie and Sneed, along with the rest of the, Kansas City defensive back group, have been coached to really try to, rattle these receivers at the line. As a Dolphin fan, I obviously think of the two matchups the Dolphins had this year against Kansas City. First one in another country, and then the second one being in KC in the first round of the playoffs. Something I noticed is that, right at the line of scrimmage, they completely destroyed Tyreek Hill in both games, and it's not just against the Dolphins. Like, they've done it time in and time out, even against the Ravens. I believe Spagnuolo's coaching of these corners to, rattle the receivers at the line and kind of hit them actually led to, Zay Flowers, having that stupid, what do you call it? What was it? Taunting penalty at one point, in the AFC Championship game. So, I wanted to make sure to, talk about these guys, the young corner duo and arguably the best corner tandem in the league, and Trent McDuffie and L'Jarius Sneed. Of course, I already mentioned Chris Jones. As I said, he's, arguably the greatest defensive player in the league. And then you think of that linebacking core. There's two linebackers in this core, actually three, that I absolutely love watching: Willie Gay, Nick Bolton, and Leo Chanel. Leo Chanel, within the last couple of years, has converted himself in his career into one of the most consistent and reliable, linebackers in the league. To go back to the Dolphins really quick, as I always do, he kind of gives me vibes of like Andrew Van Ginkle, because I feel like Chanel, just like Van Ginkle, he's kind of gotten unnoticed, been, under the radar. He wasn't really a highly touted prospect when he first came into the league, but in the last couple of years, he's really, made a name for himself, and a lot of Kansas City fans love him. And the same thing has happened here in Miami, right, with Andrew Van Ginkle. Now, to talk about the two other linebackers that I mentioned, Nick Bolton, he was a first round pick by Kansas City a couple of years ago out of Missouri. He was born and raised, in Kansas City, grew up a Chiefs fan. And he's had a hell of a start to his young career. Obviously, he was part of that Super Bowl team last year. Then another guy, a veteran linebacker, Willie Gay. He's had a tremendous, career and a tremendous season with the Kansas City Chiefs. And I just think that unit as a whole is incredible. Then you look at the safety tandem of Justin Reed and Mike Edwards. Justin Reed, he's been arguably one of the most consistent safeties in the league for within the last 5 to 6 years. And Mike Edwards, he was on that Tampa Bay Buccaneers team a couple years ago when they won the Super Bowl with Tom Brady. So, this is a complete defensive unit. And yeah, I mean, I've been completely impressed with how great, this what do you call it? This Chiefs defensive unit has been this season. And of course, like I was saying before too, like, I'm not trying to call out the 49ers defense at all, because they still have, a hell of a unit, obviously, led by arguably the best linebacker in football and Fred Warner, arguably the best, middle linebacker, one of the top leaders in the league, and one of the most consistent and high IQ players in all of football. Then, they still have Nick Bosa rushing from the edge, and he's, been one of the best pass rushers in the NFL since he entered a couple of years ago from Ohio State. Javon Hargrave, who they added this past offseason, who was a key contributor to the Eagles, Super Bowl run last year. Javon Kinlaw, he was a high pick a couple of years ago from South Carolina. He hasn't really lived up to, draft expectations. Aside from that, Another guy to mention here that could really, be a make it or break it type of guy for the Niners is Dre Greenlaw, the linebacker. A lot of people love him because he has these hard, I guess, highlight reel or highlight worthy hits that he does. But the thing with Dre Greenlaw that's a downfall is that he most of the time he tends to be a very low IQ player. He'll be one of those guys that, like, when a guy's already out of bounds, he'll go and push them, and then he'll kind of, look at them and flex. So he's not all there. So it's gonna be interesting to see how, Greenlaw plays in this one. A great corner that the Niners do have is Charvarius Ward, who of course is formerly of the Kansas City Chiefs. And but aside from Ward, I would say the defensive back group of the 49ers has been the one downfall of this unit this year, and kind of has been the reason why this unit hasn't been as dominant as they've been in years past. So yeah, it's gonna be interesting. Both defenses, like I said, they're ranked in the top 10. The Chiefs at number 2, the Niners at number 8. So I mean, two top 10 defenses is ideal for me because I consider myself an old school type of, fan, because I prefer the ground and pound game, running that ball and having a great O-line. And then I also prefer an incredible defense, a great D-line, and I'm the type of fan that enjoys watching great defensive performances, instead of watching great offensive performances. Great defense performances just impress me more, and I think you win more, especially in the playoffs and the Super Bowl, with a great defensive performance. Now to talk quickly, about the offenses of both teams. I'll start off really quick with the Niners. Obviously, an incredible story with their quarterback and Brock Purdy. They drafted him last year with the last pick in the NFL draft. He was Mr. Irrelevant. He started the season on the depth chart as a third string behind Jimmy Garoppolo, who was the starting quarterback in the previous matchup in 2020 against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and also behind Trey Lance. And then Purdy, Garoppolo and Lance kind of go down. Purdy takes over, and obviously we know the rest is history. He's 21-5 in his 2-year career, and now look, like a year ago, like I said, he was the final pick in the draft. Now a year later, he has a chance to win a Super Bowl. And then you look at the rest of the offense. Christian McCaffrey, arguably the best running back in the league. He's been extra amazing this year due to him finally staying healthy. That was the only downfall previously in his career. Specifically, during his time with the Carolina Panthers, all those years, he would have, incredible, like, historic seasons, but like he would usually miss at least 4 to 5 games per year, something like that. And it's been great to see him healthy because, like I said, he's arguably, the greatest running back in the league today. Another guy to point out is Brandon Ayuk, who I believe is one of the most underrated guys in the league. And within the last couple of years, and specifically this season, he's really, solidified himself as a legit number one target, in this in the NFL, in this league. And I do believe, however, some other receivers are gonna have to step up. Obviously, I know they still have Debo Samuel. He's a hell of a playmaker, They use him in the run game, in the pass game, but something with Debo, I wouldn't be shocked if he's playing hurt right now. Obviously, he was hurt a couple weeks ago against Green Bay. And yeah, like I said, he's still an elite playmaker and he's still a hell of a player. But I do believe Debo and the rest of the receiving core behind Brandon Ayuk will have to really step up, especially facing such an elite, not only corner duo, but also safety duo within the Kansas City Chiefs defense, right? And another guy to mention that could be an X factor here is Kyle Juszczyk, the fullback. He does an incredible job, always very consistent player. Reminds me of Alex Ingold, fullback of the Dolphins. So there you go. Now, of course, we move on to the Chiefs. Legendary offense led by head coach and offensive play caller Andy Reid. Arguably one of the best coaches in NFL history. Does a tremendous job year in and year out. And they're also led by the best quarterback in the NFL and one of the best quarterbacks of all time. And Patrick Mahomes was still in his 20s. He's going for his third Super Bowl ring, his third Super Bowl MVP. And of course, arguably the greatest tight end in the league, in the history of the league, Travis Kelce, aka Mr. Swift. Nah, just kidding. But yeah, when you have this three-headed monster of Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and Travis Kelce, each of them are arguably the best at their, respective positions, right? Andy Reid, arguably the greatest head coach in NFL history. Patrick Mahomes, arguably the greatest quarterback in NFL history. Travis Kelce, arguably the greatest tight end in NFL history. Then you had guys like Isaiah Pacheco, who's one of the most hard running backs in the NFL today. Just like Brock Purdy, he was a 7th round pick last year. I believe he was picked three or four picks before Brock Purdy. So he was at the end of that draft, and he won the Super Bowl last year as a seventh round rookie, and he did he was actually a key contributor in that win last year in the Super Bowl against Philly for Kansas City. And now he has a chance to have a second ring in just 2 years in the league. Then you have Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who obviously had a terrible, regular season filled with many drops, many opportunities, possibly changed games and outcomes for the Chiefs, has out of nowhere stepped up in the playoffs and made key catch after catch. And then you think of that offensive line, right? It's just an incredible group led by Creed Humphrey at the center. You have Trey Smith, Jawan Taylor, Donovan Smith. Of course, Joe Tooney, the All-Pro left guard, will be missing this game as he's been hurt now for some time. But Mike Caliendo has done a good job filling in his place, and he'll be starting in this Super Bowl matchup. But with all that said, guys, now to get into my predictions for this game. Like I said, it'll be kicking off 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow, Sunday, February 11th, on CBS, live from Las Vegas. I have the Kansas City Chiefs winning this game by a final score of 35 to 28. So I have a touchdown victory, a 7-point victory for the Kansas City Chiefs, and I believe Travis Kelce will be named the Super Bowl MVP for the 2024 Super Bowl. And yeah, I think it's gonna be a hell of a game. Like I said, I have a 7-point victory, and I know obviously I very much highlighted both defenses, but I'm just going off of my gut right now. I am confident, in the Chiefs winning this one. Although I think it's gonna be a close game. And with that said, the 49ers are currently favorite, in betting odds by 2 points. So if you're in the state of Florida, obviously, and you want to do it responsibly, I recommend downloading the Hard Rock Bet app if you want to place a bet on this game. And not only do you have to place a bet like only on the game, but they have multiple prop bets that you could also bet on. So I highly recommend it. Like I said, if you use it responsible, obviously, I already put in a bet, a couple, prop bets, and we'll see what happens. Speaking of prop bets, actually, a little tip for those of you interested. So I was hearing Matt Verderam, who's one of the biggest Chiefs insiders, on the Big O Show, my favorite Dolphins insider here in Miami. Make sure to check out his, YouTube channel, The Big O Show. He goes live every weekday, so Monday through Friday. He's live at 10 a.m. On Thursdays, he's live, I believe, at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But that said, he had Matt Verderam on his show a couple of days ago, and Verderam pointed out an interesting stat, right? So Mecole Hardman, obviously he was with the Chiefs, signed with the Jets this offseason. Chiefs traded for him, prior to the NFL trade deadline this season. Last season, when the Chiefs took on the 49ers, Hardman ran for 3 touchdowns. He doesn't even have a touchdown this year, I believe. Let me check really quick. I have the stats here. No, Hardman has not scored a touchdown this year, but there are player props on the Hard Rock Bet app. If you want to bet on Hardman scoring a touchdown either in the first quarter, first half, or second half. So just wanted to throw that out there, a little tidbit. Don't be shocked if Mecole Hardman scores a touchdown in this game, even though he hasn't scored one off season, even though he hasn't been a main focal point of the Kansas City Chiefs offense. But yeah, guys, those are my predictions, my thoughts, a little preview of Sunday's Super Bowl matchup between the San Francisco 49ers and Kansas City Chiefs live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Like I said, on CBS, kickoff will be at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Usher's at halftime. Reba does the national anthem. Post Malone sings America the Beautiful. There you go. Right, guys, it's going to wrap up our Super Bowl predictions slash preview show for this Sunday's upcoming Super Bowl matchup between the Niners and the Chiefs, live from Vegas. Can't wait to see. I already talked sports, right? Aside from that, can't wait to see Taylor Swift in attendance. Can't wait to see all the stars in the building at that Sunday game. Alex Earl, Braxton Berrios, all of them. Let's go. You already know. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Before I let you go, want to tell you once again about SeatGeek, one of the best ticketing apps out there. Like I said to begin this episode, my favorite part about it is that each deal is rated on a scale from 0 to 10. So I really do, their part in helping you find the best deal possible. If you're interested in buying tickets for a game, a concert, comedy show, a theater show, a Broadway show, something like that, make sure to download the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com. And by using our code ROBCAO, ROBCAO, You'll receive $20 off your first ticket purchase. Once again, make sure to download the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com. Use our discount code ROBCAO, ROBCAO, for $20 off your first ticket purchase. I haven't said it in this episode, but shout out to all the Swifties worldwide. Shout out to all the people following us on Instagram, liking our reels that we've been posting, and really appreciate all the love, all the support. If you haven't already, make sure to go, give us a follow on IG at the flame underscore ES. You can follow me at RobCAO, ROBCAO. You guys want to give me your thoughts on this upcoming Super Bowl matchup between the Niners and the Chiefs? You know where to hit us on Instagram. Like I said, at the flame underscore ES, at RobCAO, ROBCAO. You can even email me your thoughts if you want at TFESRob@gmail.com. With that said, till next time, everyone, fins up and take care. Ha ha. Woo!